We're losing part of our history. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrew Wood, professor of communication studies at San Jose State University, details a small part of Americana that's becoming a thing of the past.
The mom-and-pop motel, which saw its heyday in the mid-20th century, continues its hold on the American imagination. Of course, when we speak of motel, a combination of motor and hotel, a word coined in California, of course, we don't refer to the downtown hotels with their rituals of check-in and baggage delivery, but rather to the more car-friendly motor lodges that wait languidly along the highways and byways of the nation. Today, one may find motels in literary or cinematic depictions of highway drama, escape, and sometimes terror. But fewer motorists seek them out. Mark Okrant states that approximately 16,000 motels were operating in 2012. That's a decline from their zenith of 61,000 in 1964. And in the past 4 years, that number has declined further. Even so, efforts to preserve mom-and-pop motor lodges offer hope for a motel resurgence. A growing number of preservation societies and intrepid cultural explorers have begun to hit the exits and travel the highways again in search of that one singular experience just around the bend. You could argue that the decline of mom-and-pop motels signifies something else lost in contemporary American life, the loss of friction, of distance, of idiosyncrasy, and a related fantasy that one may gather up all the world, all the same and dependable parts of it at least, and navigate its safe interiors without fear of surprise. There is pleasure and some degree of satisfaction in this fantasy, but we might imagine motor lodges, those of the past and those that remain today, as a necessary departure from the script of everyday life, a place where travelers can still invent a new persona, a new past, a new destination.
That was Andrew Wood of San Jose State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.